And that's what I said, right? That's what I said.
I didn't want to say in strong language. I was very gentle. I tried to be, yeah. But I'm... Is everything okay, though? No, you said the chatzkel to eat it?
Yes.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yes, he said don't even dare try to get rid of it.
Really? Wow.
He said the idea of eating bakas of chatzkel.
Right.
But what's happening?
Yes. Even for Pesach.
Yeah,
yep. I have to. I'm surprised. Okay. Okay. So your wife was very happy. Yeah, great. Okay. So this evening we are going to discuss the issues of birthdays, celebrating birthdays in Halakha and Hashkafa. This one off is okay. This is okay. Healing nicely. Very good.
I told you about the leftover cake.
Well,
we have birthday cake.
It's a birthday now.
She didn't answer.
It's a birthday. It's in the program.
It's in the program.
Oh, one more. Sorry. So, birthdays in Halacha and Hashkafa. It says Sefer Yecheskel. Before she bring it, speak it out. But from Sefer Yecheskel seems to say that Pesach is a national birthday of the Jewish people, making it an appropriate time. It's still Nissan. Nissan is the national birthday for the Jewish people. Now, we're going to get to it in depth in the program, in the sheet. That's called the program. We're going to get to it in the program. But the only place we directly see birthdays addressed is by Paro. The famous thing, as Rav Hillel Horowitz said very humorously, he said with the best of it, like he said, Ari, you should have named your shiur the common denominator between Lubavitch Rebbe and Paro. He said, because Lubavitch Rebbe is very into birthdays, so he said it. He said it better. It came out by him better. But please pass it. Appreciate them. So, anyway, so as we're going to get to it, Lubavitcher Rebbe is very, very pro birthday, celebrating birthdays, and we'll see it. And historically, Jewish kings, we say it's from Paro, historically, Jewish kings would also celebrate their birthdays. And the suggestion that we shouldn't celebrate birthdays because it seems to derive from Paro, who was in Russia, is a very weak argument. Because you get the Sheva Brachos from Laban. The Sheva Brachos, right? Who would dare think of being Mavata on Sheva Brachos? We get it from Laban. When Yaakov married Leah, they wanted to marry Rachel. Laban said, wait a second, give it a week for the parties to be ended. We learned from there the Sheva Brachos. Not even that, I can go even further, but the Bracha that Chassan gives her, Kaalach, Hoseinu Ad Chayi Lalpei Revava, Laban gave to Leah. So the famous Bracha we give to the Kaalach also comes from Laban. And the list goes on and on about things that are actually derived from less than holy sources. So birthday is just one example. Power is just one example, but there are quite a number of others.
And that's not a pasul.
It's not a pasul.
Yeah. It came from that's a good source.
Yeah. There are those who suggest for that reason, but they're a minority. But, I wanted to say is like, you can't look at it that way because it seems to contradict other precedents where we do take things from less than sacred sources. Okay, so the point number one, I actually have it, as you can see, reversed by accident. So it should begin with Shaninu. So Shaninu be Gemara Kedush Lamed Ches. We learned in the Gemara the Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Or we're learning about Moshe Rabbeinu in the 7th of Adar. The Shiva Ba'adar Mes Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th of Adar. It was Shiva Ba'adar Nolad. But he was also born on the 7th of Adar. Minayin Shabashiva Ba'adar Mes. How do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th of Adar? Shenemar v'yamas Moshe v'dashem. Minayim Shabashiva Ba'adar Nolad Moshe. And how do we know he was born on the 7th of Adar? Shenemar v'yomer aleihem ben mea v'eshim shana anoki. I am now 120 years old. Hayom v'ed lohuchal old latzeis v'avoy. I can no longer go out and come in. I'm my days are ended. She'en tam v'yom hayom. What does it mean? The fact it says Hayom, Moshe Rabbeinu says today I am 120. God counts every single day of the tzaddik. Every single day is significant. Yom liyom, yichodesh lechodesh. Not only every day, but even every month of life is sacred. Shenemar, it's Mispar Yamecha Amaleh, I count your days. Now this is going to teach us the significance of Moshe Rabbeinu dying on his birthday. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had to live 120 full years. So this shows us that he died on his birthday. To teach you, the birthday is significant. The day you're born, and said by Tzadikim, the day they die, their birthday is like an extra, you know, I hate to refer to these things as being like an extra segula. They say dying on a Friday is a segula, certain things, and whatever. A bit of morbid segulas, but to die on your birthday, I guess, is a segula for a sign that you're a great person. Okay. Before I forget, it's not on the program, but they saw Ibn Ezra on the pasuk of Paro's birthday. So from there, Ibn Ezra says, a minute to give presents. Presents. I saw also on the purple loot bags, before I forget, to give the people who come to your party to send them away with gifts. There's a makor for that. I think that's in the program, actually. The loot bag.
How's he learning that?
I forget. I think it's giving historical background on what birthdays used to be.
I'm saying, so the presents. He's saying Ibn Ezra says that that's what some of the Jews should do.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah.
He's just saying that's the minhag.
He's showing historically that was the case on a birthday.
That was the minhag.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Point number two. More about dying on your birthday. Become a knight in the Rebbe Tzadik HaKohen Milublin. The Sifro Resise Laila, we took it to say Resise Laila. Kayom Shahadam Norad, Bo Asubitoviv Mazalo, the Emo Lira, the Osa Yom, the Osama Mishum Davar, Shigura Mazloy Az. The day you are born, your birthday is a very holy day where your mazal is very strong. The day you don't have to fear. Similar to Pesach, Alel Shimurim. Your birthday is like a Leil Shimurim of 24 hours, 25 hours. If you have a Rabbeinu Tam, maybe 26 hours, right? Get it? Joke? You like the joke? Your birthday, Rabbeinu Tam? So you can keep it an extra hour on your birthday. Umashim Mavua B'Kiddush Lamaches. And that's what it says over there. The Tzadiki Mesim Yom Shinola. It's a sign of righteousness to die on your birthday. Hainu Fisha Soma Misa Hi Amitromim Es Mazloi Ume Also Jeposha Lebushat Kufani Melovesh Aluka Draban Ruchani. Dying on your birthday is the day that you're stripped of your physical body and you're getting a spiritual garment. And with that, you are able to better benefit from the divine presence. On the day you are born, you came into this world. Also, your birthday is a time to register your mitzvahs and your Torah, to build up zchuyos. Especially doing these things on your birthday, we'll see in greater detail, it's extra powerful, and it goes onto the record, so to speak, in an even greater way. Okay, and it says the things you do on your birthday are more set aside. You know, they say like on Motzei Shabbos, so you eat, goes to the Etzem Luz, for later when the Mashiach comes or resurrected, the resurrection will begin from that special Luz bone. The same similar idea. That the mitzvahs you do on your birthday are stored away to get extra zchuyos after 120 years old. What you did on your birthday is stored there. Lubavitcher Rebbe talks about this in great detail, about the greater significance of doing mitzvahs and Torah on your actual birthday. Okay? Everyone with me? Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms? Point number three, to be happy. You have to be happy on your birthday. And where do we know? How do we know it that you have to be happy on your birthday? Right from the inauguration, the establishment of the Mishkan. The great Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Shamar Shinas the Mishkan Begimel Chadashim. How come the inauguration of the Mishkan did not take place immediately upon completion? Why was the inauguration of the Mishkan delayed for a later time? Listen to this. Hashem wanted to delay the inauguration of the Mishkan. Because Yitzchak Avinu's birthday. The reason the inauguration of the Mishkan was delayed, it was in order to celebrate it on a more auspicious day. That day is the birthday of Yaakov Avinu. Machlokes of Yaakov Avinu was born on Shkodesh Nisan, was on Pesach himself. What? What did I say? Yep, sorry. Sorry.
Okay. But what is the significance of the auspicious, the significance for the Beit HaMikdash, the auspiciousness of Yaakov Avinu's birthday?
Yitzchak. Looking at it from the other direction, it shows you how great a birthday is that God chose to delay the celebration of his house to be combined with the birthday. That's huge.
Okay.
That's huge.
But specifically Yaakov Avinu as being the root of the 12 Sephardim?
I don't know. There's no need to extend it to that.
Okay.
The point is the actual birthday, not, you know, what
should be a special birthday. Right. What is the significance of Yitzhak's?
Okay.
We don't know.
The point of this piece is to show you the importance of the birthday to the point that God chose to delay the inauguration of his house to be celebrated concurrently with the birthday.
Okay. Now, on that point, now I've heard it said, and I'm trying to connect this, okay, I've heard it said, you know, about a married couple, you know, the fire of their heart, like the mizbeah, for, you know,
okay,
burns eternally.
You know, so we have a lot to cover.
I'm trying to connect.
There are a lot of parallels.
A lathe becomes a working lathe on someone's birthday.
Right. No, there are a lot of parallels between the. We've been talking about the Mishkan and marriage and the fire, marriage by the Mishkan. The beautiful parallels. But since we have a lot to cover over here on the birthdays, let's just stick to this now. And the point being, I'm not saying your angle is not a good one, it's a very good one, to go on forever, the significance of Mishkan in different facets of our life. In this point, I want to bring its connection to the facet of our birthday. So great is a birthday that God chose to delay the inauguration of Mishkan, Yitzhak's birthday. Finishing that paragraph, with Bishop Echad Benisa Nolad Yitzhak, I thought today actually a sheet of Yitzhak was born on Pesach. So Hashem wanted to mix the two simchas. Now you can ask in Kasha, which I started to go to in small detail, is Eimar and Simcha b'Simcha. Ein oishi mitzvot chavilos chavilos. So I went through this.
He wasn't alive anymore.
Oh, very nice. That might be, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Maybe he was alive. He was mamish telling me the birthday went to Finn. That's a very good answer. I saw him, I was looking through this, playing around with the Otzer Chachma. So I said, Rav Avadya Yosef, as a tshuva, can you make a siyum at the Purim Suda, the problem in Marvin Simcha B'Simcha? So it comes out, it's okay. Another Purim-related thing I saw is having your Purim Suda when Purim falls on Friday. So to do your Purim Suda with the Shabbos Suda, it's problematic. I think Rabbi Milowitz's position is that was the hakil you should do. But you see in the Sfarim, you see a lot like that in a lot of places, that's the problem of Ein Oisin Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos, two birds with one stone. Ideally, you're supposed to do every mitzvah at its own time and not combine two mitzvahs. In this case of Purim and Shabbos, you'll be combining two mitzvahs, the Purim Suda and the Shabbos Suda, in one meal.
It was a Shabbos before.
There's different views. One view is because of the concern.
This Friday afternoon, it may slip out into Shabbos.
But I'm saying I don't want to.
Separation.
Right. We're not coming to any conclusions. I'm just bringing the idea of Ein Osi Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, not to do two mitzvahs in one ritual. In our case, a meal, to have the Purim Suda and Shabbos in one meal. So there's two approaches on what to do on Purim and Chavos on Friday. One approach, and I think it's the predominant approach in Sfarim at least. I don't want the Mori Hara tell everyone to do, but from the Sfarim, it appears to me that the dominant approach is to have a Purim Suda Friday morning or early afternoon, and to have your Shabbos Suda Zeluchud Zeluchud. Others, I think this is Rabbi Milowitz's position, is Dafka, to have your Purim Suda late on day Friday, and have the Purim Suda with the Shabbos Suda, and there's reasons why it's not Ein Osi Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Okay, but it's very interesting, Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, is why we can't get married Chol HaMoed, right? We just came off of Chol HaMoed. And the reason, the stated reason why not get married Chol HaMoed is Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Simcha Yontif has to be total focus and not mixed with another Simcha. I got a kash, someone gets married before Pesach, and Sheva Bracha goes into Chol HaMoed. And according to me, the din of the wedding feast at the Chasna is the same as Sheva Bracha all 7 days. Okay, it's a kash. So I guess we'll still do it, right? We'll still do it. I don't know what the academic answer is, but we don't have weddings for that reason. Point number 4, your spiritual power. You have spiritual power on your birthday. Yesh Asher Ra'u B'yam Huladasam Yom Mesuga Labatza Gzeiros Ra'os. Your prayers have the power to destroy evil decrees. When you pray on your birthday, it's worth a million times more than a regular day. B'yam Hatzlacha, day destined for success. V'chen Ma'achlin B'yam Zeh Mazel Tov. You should say Mazel Tov to somebody on their birthday, because Mazel, right? Mazel. Mazel is we use it as congratulations. But Mazel means spiritual power. On your birthday, your spiritual power is Tov. You've got extra kodesh, Mazel Tov. Ha'tzayinut ki eskyom ha'uledes v'chuyav ha'adam v'kadesh v'chinas kadesh Hashem. Of course, very important, make no mistake, as much as we're going to talk about celebrating a birthday and having a party, which is very, very important, but we're Jewish, we don't just make a party for party's sake, we don't just have a party and it's completely secularized and with no religious meaning, but our parties have religious meaning, and our parties have to be filled with Torah, and people chaverim, and that's what a birthday party is all about. We call it farbrengen, you get together with your friends, right, you grow together. I'm not on a Chabad roll today, but so much of this is a Chabad Sfarim about birthdays. So it rubbed off on me over the last couple of weeks. I was in Greece for Pesach, and I gave a shiur on this as well, so I did some more pre-shiur research, and even today, yesterday, I did some more research. So most of the stuff is to be done on Chabad Sfarim, truth be told. So the word there is for bringing, right? Limud Torah, Yisud Mitzvoseya, you should learn Torah on your birthday. V'yesh Asher Osifu Kiyal Adam B'yom Zeh L'Ruch Chesbon Nefesh. Take an accounting of your soul, right? Resolutions. La'atzmo Hakol Ma'isav Kuloisav. You should do this every night, but on your birthday even more so, to take a Chesbon Nefesh. L'isponim Bahem L'taka Nidosa B'tshuva Tfil Tzaka. Birthday is a day for tshuva and tfil and tzaka, yeah.
Talking about Mazel, I'm just wondering, someone's born
in 9 days. Right. So obviously, the Mazel, the nation as a whole, is more magnificent. Right. So how do you balance that out? You're saying that if your Mazel is based on when you're born, it's not a good sign. At the Gemara at the end of Shabbos talks about good times and bad times to be born. Like the last two pages of Masechet Shabbos talks about good times and bad times to be born. Less auspicious and more auspicious. Not bad, but less auspicious. So perhaps being born in the 9 days, well, listen, Mashiach's going to be born during the 9 days. Right? Huh?
It'll be 9 days.
You're saying because in 9 days, you're saying you're stuck. You're keeping it in a corner, right?
No, once the tradition was changed, then the whole 9 days will be different.
Right. Is that a good answer? Is that good for you? But I mean, you might not be satisfied because that's talking about Silavo. You're asking today. It's a good kasha. Significance of the spiritual mazalos, I don't know. No, but clearly, you're born in the 9 days? You're born in Chodesh Av? That's great. It's Tanis Tzadikim. Barakon. Tanis Tzadikim might have Yartze. So, it's a good Shabbos. And if Eretz Yisrael in the 9 days, that's 3 days that are good already. And then Eretz Yisrael, Jewish Chabad.
And Shabbos changes every year.
Forget the first 2 days anyway. Shabbos Chabad.
But in a year, some years Shabbos Chabad is one day.
Yeah, so
it's... So the whole Gimel is really... Right through. There's one point on Cheshbon HaNefesh. Very important. We think of Cheshbon HaNefesh is what did I do wrong. Rabbi Nachman discusses, Cheshbon HaNefesh, what did you do right? We make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, you say, listen, I'm very good at this and that. I need improvements here and there. Don't just look at the negative for Cheshbon HaNefesh. The terrible sickness, we believe that when we think Cheshbon HaNefesh, chlotas and resolutions, we think only negative, but no, all of us have positive. You know, one of us does maybe benches with more kavanah than the next guy, one guy does more kavanah, one guy learns better, and one guy does chesed better, and everyone has their own strengths, and you gotta take acknowledgement of your own strengths when you do chesed and effort. That's part of a chesed. Point number 5, I want to tell you something interesting. We're talking about mazel and spiritual powers. So, when Amalek attacked the Jewish people, right? Amalek, I saw this on Rabbi Feiner's tape. I saw it on the Sefer, but also Rabbi Feiner, Eitan Feiner, has a shiur on this. He brings this down, I think I heard it there too. But it's brought down several Sfarim, that when Amalek went to attack the Jewish people in the desert, so Amalek, they were so smart, they knew about black magic. They were masters of black magic. They sent soldiers who were having their birthday, because even Amalek knew that your power is greater on your birthday, so go attack the Jews, whoever's birthday it was, they were sent to the front lines, because even Amalek may be Matzliach. So then here it gets better. Why did the Jews have to kill everything of Amalek, even the animals? Right? It's pretty, grand punishment, right? Not just destroy all of Amalek, but even their animals. The answer is because Amalek was so sholeit in black magic, they were able to turn themselves into animals. So you're killing animals, you're actually killing Amalekites who turn themselves into animals to try and trick you.
but they're really people. Definitely had to kill all of them, even the animals.
Where did number four come from?
I'm sorry?
Where did number four come from?
Don't remember. But if you send me an email, I'll get to
it. Most of them you have, it's
this all of tonight is from Rabbi Ari Wasserman Sefer, Hegyonei Parasha.
Okay.
So it's there, but I don't have it on my desk. Send me an email, I'll get to you right away. Okay? Point number five. So more about how to celebrate a birthday. But Sefer Leket HaKemach Pasuk Yesh Baruch Sudas Mitzvah Shabbos Sudas Mitzvah. You can make a siyum. By the way, it says in Sforim that any suda you have is a divrei Torah, has a din sudas mitzvah. Any suda you have, you say a vort, has a din sudas mitzvah. In the case of a birthday, you have to be more significant, but try and make a siyum masechet. That's mekabel sudazu avira shel kedusha. It gives a more holy atmosphere. Ovaze move on ibal to Paris Yisrael. This is great. Sarah just saw right. Shetziva es banav should be yom huladaso shall call echad mehem. Whenever it's a birthday of any of the brothers, he told the sons, Yavo kol echad levarcho. You should give a bracha to the one who's having his birthday. We think it's reversed though, but it seems to be saying that all the brothers go to the birthday boy and give him a bracha. Tehenavu yikir yushalayim avo adonu kismo salant. Barchei v'yom huladaso. The shul salant would take bracha on his birthday. You would think it's the other way around. Right, so what I think this is saying is that even a birchas hedyot, you know, al tekala beinecha, even the blessing of a simple person, you should not take lightly. When it's your birthday and those spiritual fountains are open to you, you should try and get bracha from everyone. I guess we see we move shul salant, but take brachas from anyone on his birthday, assuming according to the reason must be, because you're so vulnerable to blessings that anyone who can bless you, matov umanoim, bless you. Timing was perfect.
Right, okay, maybe that's your Adonis from Shana comes from. You say
something
on your birthday,
you'll have Adonis from Shana. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Could be. Rabbi says you should go, the birthday person should bless people, and you should go to someone having their birthday to receive a blessing from them, because again, the spiritual fountains are so open that when they give you a bracha, has more of a chance of being the kuyim. Okay? This is a special for Yisrael Melech Patches. Motz Anu Gedoli Hadoros. We find by the Gedolim, even the Gedolim, make no mistake about it, the Gedolim attach great importance to their birthday, move of Ben Ishchai, as Ben Ishchai writes, Yesh Nohadim Asuf Hoshom as Yom Haled al Yom Tov, make a Yom Tov on your birthday, the Simon Yafehu, it's a great thing, suspicious thing to do, Vechen Nohadim Asuf Bateinu, and he says, Veshamati, Sheyesh Mekomod Nohadim Asuf Hoshom as Tudah, the Yom Shinif Nosbob, the Priest of Tovavinu. Have a bris day party. There's a birthday party and a bris day party. The day you have a bris, have another party.
Every year.
Every year. Every year. Your birthday.
And no
tachanun. So Charlie, make time for your birthday. That's a good kasha.
Every year you have a party 8 days apart.
That's what they say. He says,
Achlon
al
day and then a bris day.
He says, no, you can candy.
Have a bris day.
A birthday party. A birthday party. 7 days later, have a bris day party. Okay, so the Bishnah, right?
He says, But I think there's actually other sources besides the Ben Ishchai. I have over here, I wrote out a chapter for my next Sefer, Mezrat Hashem, and I got some things that are not in my notes tonight. I think I saw that by another source as well, to have the Bris Day party. But I can't find it right now. Okay, moving on. What would the Chatam Sofer do on his birthday? This is the Lukaik source, by the way. The Sefer Minahagi Chasam Sofer, Perek Zayin, Mubah Shechasam Sofer, Hayan Noheg Lahashli, Masachumash in Talmidim, the Zayin, the teacher, Shu Yom Yudaso, to make a Siyum on Tanakh, or on the Chumash of Tanakh. The Nasi Chol Echem, the Talmidav, and Im Tzayim Sham, the Tzayda Lederech, it's nice for him, Lachem Echalav, you would give loot bags to those who came to his birthday. It seems like you give some money, save a derech or money to go buy. This caught my attention. Lachem Echalav. Dairy bread, that's a problem. It's caught my attention. Oh, hey, you have to answer. It's Shalku Lachmania. Not together. But he does say Lachem Echalav over here, and it's I don't know, I guess there are heterim, of course, make dairy bread, make it very small. But mass produced dairy bread is not usually common. And caught my attention. So just say the Chasam Sofer would give some form of blue bags to those who came to his birthday.
Oh yeah, and the Igeres Tiferes Yisrael, he says they should send people birthday cards on their birthday. The Igeres Tiferes Yisrael. So I picked that up on Otsu Chakma somewhere. Came up by accident. So he says to send birthday cards. So we see presents, birthday cards, and loot bags have Jewish lists.
So the presents went the other way.
Yeah, that went the other way. I gotta look up the Lushan again. Don't quote me on this, which way the presents went. It could be it went both ways. I remember the Lushan, I think it was a little tricky over there. What the Bashamalus was. Don't remember. It was a while since I saw that. But definitely exchange of presents, which way it went, I'm not sure. Loot bags and birthday cards are clearly on Jewish sources. Okay. Point number 8 on the second page. Another mitzvah you should do on your birthday. The Sefer Tzedakah L'Chaim, Kasa Rabbi Chaim Palagi, one of my favorites. Rabbi Chaim Palagi wrote a Sefer Kaf HaChaim. There's two Kaf HaChaim. One is a Halacha Sefer, very similar to Mishnah Berurah. That's Rabbi Chaim Sofer, a Yerushalmi rabbi from the turn of the century. And Rabbi Chaim Palagi, if I'm not mistaken, he was a rabbi in Turkey. And he wrote a Sefer Kaf HaChaim. It's Musar, Ashkafa, Halacha, beautiful stuff. Hard to find stuff. He brings down the sources, really fascinating stuff. Shiva Arve Shabbatos Rula Havas with Tzedakah. Okay, so every Friday you should give tzedakah. The Bova Yom Nivra Adam, because Friday is a birthday of mankind. You should give tzedakah on your birthday, but Friday is like a birthday every single week, because that's when mankind was created, right? That's why they say Sunday is a very weak day, and I feel it every Sunday, because it's 3 days after you're created. So it's supposed to be one of the weekly days, right? And I'm telling you, I feel it every Sunday is one of my hardest days of the week, primarily because you sleep sure. Shabbos afternoon, and then you can't possibly eat Motzei Shabbos, so you get about 5.5 hours sleep Motzei Shabbos, Sunday morning. So, Baruch Hashem, last night I slept very well. I did okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay.
It used to be a weekday before you gave this year.
It used to be a weekday?
It was a weaker day for you until you gave this year. Okay. Now Sundays is a highlight of your week.
It is, you're right. It says, I saw a board somewhere. Someone told me in Greece, actually. Hanoisimli Avkoya. What is this Avkoya? I forget how he proved it. But Limud Torah is like gives you koyach. So, I need that sometimes. But I have sleeping issues. It stands a sleeping issue. So, I pray to God every night for a good sleep. I mean, it's like a big matana to have a good sleep. My mom is my delicious. Okay. So, it says, Veloni Brahadam El Kadei Sheet and Staka. Man was created for the purpose of giving tzedakah, matov, the full echad yellow zikaron yom shenola bekama lechodesh poni. Know what day you were born. But also yom ish yom o yeh marbe tzedakah kedei yecholasoi. Give whatever you can on your birthday. Give more tzedakah. Kilkaf notzach for what you were created. V'yizke lasoi soi od v'avot v'shanim v'revach v'lo b'tzar. The segula, you have to give tzedakah on your birthday next year and next year and next year. Okay. Point number 9, more on Chesbon and Nefesh. Ulam Sefer Chutam Shosh with some super Ksav Sefer. What would a Ksav Sefer do on his birthday? Shistager Bechadro, the Yom Huladarso, he would close himself in his room. Ubikesh Lo Yershu, the Ish, the Kanes, the Chadro. He gave instructions to the Shamas, the Gabbai, don't let anyone in. Ach Rabichad, Dachak, the Koach, Menichas, the Chadro. One rabbi decided he wants to see what's going on in there. Right? Was good. I think people did this by Baba Sali. Baba Sali would close himself for hours or days on end, and people would just curiosity got them, they'd open the door. Umame od ishtomem kisharad balak sasayfer Yoshev al Eretz v'gob v'bechimar. He would cry. The sasayfer would cry on his birthday. Ukeshavu makarelo. So what is it? What's going on, Rabbi? You're crying. What's wrong? He's birlo ke yom v'yom v'lodasoy. It's my birthday. Bochal shanim sh'avru alav natala. Again, you can look at this two ways. But I look in the positive way. They still care for not to waste any time. So any time you waste, it feels bad upon. Feels bad about. So how much more so? We should try not to waste any time. As an important lesson. It's one of the lessons that I take very seriously. I try very hard not to waste time. Whatever I'm doing, it doesn't have to be Torah necessarily. But not to waste time. Just look at this, count the clouds or whatever. You know? Always important to use your time.
Like they say, kill time.
Kill time, right. That's not a Jewish concept.
Terrible.
That's not a Jewish concept, kill time. Very good. Well said. Okay. I had to get it in here, obviously. But bat mitzvah, okay, it's a special birthday. Somewhat controversial in certain circumstances. But let's see what point number 10 of Moshe Feinstein's approach on the bat mitzvah. It's a well-known approach. Should you go to Moshe or Chaim Chalakav, Kofdalet, Kras Abinyin Simchas bat mitzvah, Besa Knesses, he's discussing, is it permissible to make a bat mitzvah based on Knesset? It seems he's talking about the sanctuary of the shul and not any social hub.
But it's not completely clear in certain contexts when they talk about the Beis HaKnesset if it includes a social hall or not. In our day and age, everything's on Tanai. A social hall is built on Tanai that should be used for simchas and not necessarily holy occasions. But Rav Moshe is asked the question, we have a bas mitzvah on the Beis HaKnesset. You shop your maestas there alone, is it okay? The Vada Yilah says the Beis HaKnesset shum ofen. He was very against it with Moshe having bat mitzvah in the shul. He based the Knesset in a makum asoyes divrei harishus, because a bat mitzvah, Moshe says, is not a mitzvah. It's an optional celebration. And since it's optional, you shouldn't use the shul to do it. Even Vudan on Tanai. And all shuls we say are stunned on Tanai, for sure, Vutzaret, and some say even Eretz Yisrael. But the father wants to make a party for the girls in his house, he's allowed to. This is very, somewhat, you know, appears to be extreme. That bat mitzvah doesn't have a status of sudas mitzvah. So Rav Moshe holds that a bat mitzvah is nothing too special, nothing out of the ordinary, it's a regular birthday. Of course, I mean, Rav Moshe is Rav Moshe. But Rav Avadia has a tshuva that a bat mitzvah has a din sudas mitzvah. Maybe you probably shouldn't do it in a shul.
Were you saying shul means the sanctuary?
It appears a sanctuary, yeah. It appears
a sanctuary. But again, go back to what you said about a Devar Torah makes a sudas mitzvah.
Right.
Okay. Does that relate whether it's for men or for women?
No. Any Tzudas mitzvah, a Tzudah, what was it? Zvar Torah said, if it's all women together, they say, Divrei Torah, listen, HaKohen Shulchan Aruch, they can make this woman. And they can bench with the Shem's name and everything. So, of course, even a woman can make a Tzudas mitzvah, it's not subject to gender. But the bat mitzvah thing, I think Rav Soloveitchik, or Yosef Meir Soloveitchik has a piece, that in our day and age, the bat mitzvah is a Tzudas mitzvah, because in our day and age, for whatever reason, we have to educate our girls, just as much as we can educate our boys. Therefore, in our day, it does have a status in this mitzvah, even one day in the past.
Right, but I mean,
well, it's very interesting.
If that is on slender ground, if that were to be on slender ground, the fact that you say Divrei Torah at this bat mitzvah renders it
right.
A
Tzudas mitzvah. But my point for bringing it this evening is just to discuss what is the status of bat mitzvah. So if Moshe holds a regular birthday, but others in our generation, it's more, you know, contemporary approach that since women have to learn Torah, it's more significant than an ordinary birthday.
Moshe agreed with that concept, women have to learn Torah. Right, so much so that he even said you can't use your miser funds for women's education. Right. I told you about that. So
right.
Obviously he's recognizing the need for girls.
Are you saying Apopita?
Apopita, he's still saying. Yeah. And it's a contemporary soul of age, they're always talking about the
right.
Door.
Moshe was very, his opinion on bat mitzvahs was very well known. He was not a huge fan. Rav Moshe, I mean, I come from North America. By me, Rav Moshe is Pesach Akron. I mean, Ada Yom Hazeh. But yeah, there are other views. I'm sharing with you other views. You know, you get, when your girlfriend's 12, you know, your daughter, I don't know if you have daughters.
Month away.
Isha, Yasha, they have
Pesach. Yeah. Yeah. I'm calling you up right now. Call my wife.
Yeah.
You save me a lot of money.
So, anyways, I'm just again, that piece is brought up not to criticize, you know, but mitzvahs or not, just what is the significance of the birthday of 12 years old. There's an interesting piece, Mordechai Willig has a piece, that when you make a bar mitzvah, it's a double simcha. It's a simcha for the boy, a couple of mitzvahs, and a simcha for the parents, that they recite in their tafkid of raising a kid to Torah. But a girl, it's not like that. It's a lesser simcha, because parents don't officially have a chiyuv to teach their girls Torah. So the bat mitzvah is really essentially on celebration for the girl or herself. So you lose that double. By bar mitzvah, the parents too. Okay, for the mitzvah of Limud Torah. By girls, there's no true, authentic Limud Torah. We can get into this in great detail. What's a woman learning Torah? What's a woman learning Torah? You know, Lubavitch Rebbe and Rav Soloveitchik have a piece on this, that women should be taught all Torah. That's controversial to teach girls Gemara or not. But some of those who say you should teach girls Gemara, the answer is, they're justified by this. There's so much negative influences out there. You got to fortify the girls as anything you can. It's Gemara, it's Gemara, Halakha, Musa, whatever it is, whatever you need. Ace, let's say, Hashem. We're living in a generation where it's so, you know, Shvach, whatever it takes to keep girls from, that's one of the, you know, the justifications, rationalizations of changing the Masorah and teaching girls Gemara. Abba's Rebbe is very adamant on this, actually. There's a great book on this, and we'll continue right away. And All Thy Children Shall Be Learned by Shoshana Zolti. All Thy Children, I think it's Aronson. It's an Aronson book. Aronson's no longer around, but it's a well done. All the Shitas on teaching girls Torah. Lakan Ulakan. Okay. You make Shechianu on your birthday. The Shutkin's a Yosef, or point number 11. Muva sheyeshnam anshei maisa, some people, meticulous people, shebechol shana kishemagi yom huledes, when it's their birthday, also mahadrin levarek rekach again, while he's a pri or a beged chadash. To try and make Shechianu, should endeavor to make Shechianu, and we know the classic example when Shechianu is questionably justified, or it's not very clear to recite Shechianu, we always say get a new garment or put a new fruit on the table, and that way you can better justify the Shechianu blessing. However, I saw another svarim in Poskim that Shechianu actually has no rules. When you feel simcha, reshus biyadcha. You feel simcha, you have to make Shechianu for whatever. Some people getting a new suit is a big simcha. I forget, but I did see it black on white. I forget now who's
a modern Poskim?
I'm one of my modern sparring to bring it down, but I don't remember who it brought down from. But I did see a black on white inside that Shechianu, if you really feel simcha, whatever it is you like to make, a reshus biyadcha, there's really no formal box on Shechianu. Subjective, very subjective, right? Some people, a suit is a big simcha, other people are getting a new suit, nothing special, and pants and shirt and whatever it might be. You know, by me, first, I haven't made a Shechianu on fruit in like over a decade. Why? I was very influenced when I learned the sugya, I was very influenced by this issue of subjective pleasure. And I'm not a fruit or vegetable eater. I don't get simcha when I see a fruit. So I couldn't justify to myself making a Shechianu on a starfish, a star fruit, or a rimon, and all these fancy green, red, pink fruits they have in there. Doesn't make me simcha. So I feel I can't make the bracha. I like to be yotzei for somebody. Someone makes it, I'm happy to stay main. I'll try and make an effort to. But this idea of subjective Shechianu had a big influence on me. I'm very careful, and I probably say Shechianu times and most people won't. And maybe I don't do it, and some people would. Again, very interesting sugi, a lot of the Beis Yosef, tour Beis Yosef on Shechianu, very fascinating stuff. Maybe it's safe, it's also bracha. Maybe it's not safe, it's also bracha. Not sure. Okay. Let me take a time check over here. Okay. Let's go to point 13. That's an important point over there. Chukas Agoyim. I want to talk a moment about Chukas Agoyim before we get to 13. I want to talk about Chukas Agoyim. There is a claim, part of the Paro origins of birthday, a claim they shouldn't separate birthdays, Chukas Agoyim. In fact, I want to say Derech Agav, in case you don't have time, Rabbi Avram Blumenkrantz, Zichrono Livracha, has a Pesach book. Every year he has a Pesach guide. So he brings over there that you're not allowed to have birthday candles. You should celebrate birthdays, but don't have birthday candles, because birthday candles, and I quote, is a pagan custom, as quoted by Philochorus, the Greek historian. Okay, it was believed that birthday candles have the power to make dreams come true. That's why you make a wish before you blow the candles. So that's pure goyish, according to Rabbi Blumenkrantz, Hashem Philochorus, the Greek historian. Okay? So birthday candles, at least according to Rabbi Blumenkrantz, would be out, yeah. But what I want to say about the Chukas Agoyim, very important, is there's a Chassam Sofer on this, which I don't have tonight in the program. It says like this, by shaving. He has a tshuva by shaving, and although he says he's not pro-shaving, there might be reasons to aser shaving. And Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch has a whole list of things why it's aser, Lassil Bashgeber, Bichu Koseyam, has like a whole list of things why it's aser to shave. Or Hashem Shulchan Aruch lets us shave. But according to Tzemach Tzedek, you can't shave. Chasam Sofer says, although shaving might be aser, might be mutter, but you can't play the Bichu Koseyam card, the Chasam Sofer says. Because Bichu Koseyam is only when you do something to imitate the Goyim. But when something has become normalized by society, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it, and there's no chashash ubechukoseim
lo silechu. So candles should be the same thing.
I'm sorry. So that's I'm bringing up for the class. You know, but if it's pure pagan, maybe you want to be more matzmar. I don't know. I don't know what the Mori Haras say about birthday candles. I don't know. But that's a chasam sofer that you want to say even those who are against birthdays. Don't say it's because of Bukosem Loselechu. If you're against shaving, that's fine. But don't say anymore it's because of Bukosem Loselechu. There are certain things, like Bukosem and Lesel Bashger Rishmas Isha, that society defines when you are over Lesel Bashger. And society defines when you're over Bukosem. Okay? I mean, the siren is going to go off tomorrow morning. You know, it may not be the most Jewish thing to stand silent to the siren. Maybe, you know, you got it from the Goyim. But to say it's an Isra Bukosem, you just can't say that. It's simply inaccurate. You want to, you know, sure, if you're in a base medrash learning Torah, maybe you shouldn't stop your learning to stand for a siren. But if you're on the street, you know, the Rambam says, a porish midarki tzibur. Okay, not alti porish mitzibur, but a porish midarki tzibur says, ein l'chelek l'mabah. I'm not saying anything on it. But the point is, see how important it is not to separate yourself from the community. especially when there's no chashash of any yisur, we definitely should not be different. Okay, point 13. B'shem Rabbi Mordechai Shalom Misadigora, Shekasav Alzer, Nirash Imator Misaperes Plan, Uvazu Vyomulez is Paro. We'll see the birthdays by Paro. Muchach Shekhen Rula Sos Ken Gala Malchay Israel. He says, Adiraba, because the Gracious kings do it, how much more so the Jewish kings who do it? Uman Malchay Rabbanon, the rabbis. Bein Lamar, Shein Lamon Masach Aparasha. Don't say that you should ban birthdays because they're derived from Paro. Rabban said to Yaakov, after he married the wrong girl, so to speak, he was tricked. So Rabban said, wait, you have Shere Brachos, you have to wait a week. In the Korah of Yerushalmi, that Yaakov Baracha Shamala Minahadaz, Mimah Shamala Mashuazos, become Ugam, Hamekor, Etzem, Shivas, Yimea, Mishke Shere Brachos. By the way, there's no basis, from Svarim at least, to have Shere Brachos every day of Shere Brachos. It's minig modern, minig America, having every day. In Europe, they had sometimes on Shabbos. Sometimes on the last day. Birkas Chasanim has a very nice piece on this. And it's modern, guys. Having Shere Brachos every day and sometimes twice a day is modern. Okay.
So wait a minute.
Yeah.
If you're supposed to have seven Shere Brachos.
Yeah.
Okay. In other words, if you have them not every day, but only on Shabbos, okay, then you're spreading your Sheva Brachos over 2.5 weeks.
No, it's still, you would not be able to recite the seven blessings after a week has passed from the wedding. But the idea that there's some kind of moral, emotional, or halakhic obligation to have a Sheva Brachos meal every day with the meaning of Sheva Brachos is simply non-existent.
Well, then, No, wait a minute. The custom is to have seven suddas shepherd.
It's a modern thing.
The idea to have a suda every day of 7 days, it does not exist in Rabbinic literature.
Then how many sudas are you supposed to have?
The wedding, that's it. All you have to have is the wedding.
No.
I know this is the first Saturday. I know it's a new reason.
No.
Most people don't believe me.
There's something about first marriage should be seven. Second marriage.
We're not talking about
married.
We're not talking about the extent of the simcha. We're talking about some form of an obligation to have a meal each of these 3 or 7 days. There is no obligation. There is no requirement whatsoever to have a meal any day other than the actual wedding. But nevertheless, the celebration, in any form you choose to celebrate, does continue for 7 days. No tachanun, wear nice clothes, don't go out alone, etc., etc. Okay, point number 15. We'll go to 15. The 60th birthday party. But Gemara of Moed Kogin, Chofches, Rabbi Yosef, he had a bar shtin when he was 60 years old. Avadu Yoma Tav Rabban, he made a party for the rabbis. Amar Nafki Li Mikores. Right, Kores. Once you hit 60, you know for sure you're not subject to any chorus penalty. Before the Gemarsh of Yosef, the Gil Gil Shishi, Masa Suda, the Rabbanim Shumash, the Gil Gil Zeg, Yasav, the Koch, Hashash, Gil Chorus, Kechiv Chorus, Uad, Gil Shishim. You know if you hit the 60, you're not subject to any possible chorus penalty. So they made a special celebration on the 60th birthday. Okay?
Hold it. You're not subject to any chorus.
You passed the chorus.
You know that God isn't getting you, so to speak, for any chorus related punishment you survived over 60 years.
During your first 60 years.
Yes.
But if
you do a terrible affair, God has other chesbonos. Right? But he celebrated 60, very significant milestone. The Mishnah has 40, right? 50, 60, 70 is significant in every decade. What's the first decade of the Mishnah we learned for Kavos? 40, I think? 40s, 40s, first one, I think 40s.
20s and 30s.
We have, the bar mitzvah, but the first, the decade?
20, I think for sure.
Yeah, 20, okay. So you see, even if you don't have to go to 60, the Mishnah says the significance of every
milestone.
The milestones of whichever decade, so 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever it might be. Okay, we're only on Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, so I remember from last year. But in 6 weeks, I'm sure I'll remember what. Okay. Continuing, Kemosim Beleket Yosher to be Edus Al Gabri Bal Chumas Adeshen to be Yosef and Shishim Shana Sisim Masechet. He has Sium on his birthday, on his 60th birthday. Was Ziman Elav Shnei Zkenim Bli Lepato Gam Suda Shishim. Wait, I don't know why you have to. I don't know what significance of this is. They brought two Zkenim. But anyways, you see, the 16th birthday, also Truma Sudeshan took very seriously. The Truma Sudeshan is actually in my conscience now a lot over Pesach. He's a grandfather of Mecheres Chametz. If anyone wants to know, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber, right, I'll bring the Truma Sudeshan on the side over there. So anyways, Truma Sudeshan on top of my mind these days. The Sefer Chesed L'Avram L'Baal Pel Yoetz, he says over there, Yishyegiyah L'Shishim Shana Ruhi L'Odos Hashem L'Baruch Shechianu, on his 16th birthday, say Shechianu, he says, bless you. B'loh Askar Hashem L'Malchus, bless you. B'loh Askar Hashem L'Malchus, I'm blessing you without... At the timing tonight is perfect. Mishum sheyesh machlokes im baruch shachianu or shil bash as beged chadash baruch shachianu. The story gam shagil shishim. Somehow you should try and make a shachianu on your 60th birthday. V'itzen oda l'shavar. Thanks for the past. Follow our osid and for the future. V'chem kasev linhog with Ben Ishchai, as it says in Ben Ishchai, there's also been hugging there for birthdays. And finally, we'll talk about the 90th birthday in the Chavetz Chaim. The Sefer Chavetz Chaim kasev shebishnas tarpach yudal shvat. Amar l'chopno, Chavetz Chaim said to his son-in-law, Hayom maluli tzadi shana, 90 years old. V'siyem v'yom ahu kuntreso beis Yisrael. He finished that day writing his kuntres beis Yisrael. V'hizmin anashim barach l'manam su'uda. By the way, releasing a book, publishing a book, has a din of su'udas mitzvah. Meaning, Erev Pesach. If you don't make a siyum masechet, and there's no pidyon abed, there's no bris, an author who launched the book, that has a din to pata you from the fast Erev Pesach. Really interesting. Okay, so Chavetz Chaim took that simcha, releasing a book, and made it part of his birthday party. Okay? The tzayin is a chesed, a gadol, shiriach, a bori, izbrach, esiyama, v'zkuz, sifra, Chavetz Chaim. And Chavetz Chaim thanked God for his many years, and the schools of the Chavetz Chaim, and watching our tongues. The order es anuchachim, mazir, binyanei, shmir, so lashon. We had in this week's parsha, right? Loshin tameh. The animals are tamei. You see by Noach, it says Einenu Tower, a lot of beautiful Direi Torah Velach on this. But the point is, Torah did not always say tamei, unless it had to say tamei. Even the word tamei is tamei. Part of guarding our tongue, you look to 9 years old. It sounds like a worthwhile deal to try and watch the tongue for a Yiddish Yomi. Anyways, one more thing I want to share with you over here is blowing out the candles. So even the Mandamar who says you do candles, blowing out candles is a problem. Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam. Blowing out candles is very problematic, so even though with the sheet that you can have candles, you should be careful perhaps not to blow out the candles.
Any
candle that raises the number, right? But how much more so when you have like 30, 40 candles and you're taking them? How much us?
Signifying your life.
Exactly.
It's not to blow out the Havdalah candle.
Right, right. Very important. Very important. Lubavitch Rebbe says, on your birthday, you should endeavor to be called to the Torah on the Shabbos before your birthday, and after the day your birthday is the day you read the Torah, try and get a Li on that day as well, have a party with family and friends, extra tzedakah, improve on character development, and Lubavitch Rebbe says, you should write recite a Kapitel Tehillim that corresponds to your age. Right? I'm 34, so I should be saying Kapitel 35 every day, beginning with your birthday. The year you enter is a Kapitel that's assigned to your neshama, it has meaning for you, spiritual meaning. You should try and recite that Kapitel every single day, especially on your birthday. Shkorach, I hope you enjoyed. I enjoyed. Next week, something else.
Making shabbat waffles for a daughter or a son, I don't remember. It was in Shabbos, and we only had 9 guys.
He was their old family man who came down and said, you have to make it every day.